the best one. The tea is about to be served. Take a closer look at this year's hottest couple. All is not well in paradise. Sources claim they are struggling to find time for each other. With Noah's touring and Faith's film career, there's no opportunity to connect. She's definitely feeling it more than he is, though. Experts agree, their body language shows that she's holding on to this relationship with both hands. Will it be enough? Chapter 1. Snoring. That's the first thing I hear. Loud snoring, followed by the realization that I'm the only person in the room, so it has to be me. Outside, wood pigeons coo and sparrows chirp, but I've just managed to wake myself up with the machine gun rattling of my floppy air cavities. Hot stuff, Faith Valentine. Eyes shut, I unstick my furry tongue with a clack. Then I sit up, yawn with breath like forgotten laundry, swig from a glass on my bedside table, and promptly spit melted toothpaste and paprika all over my duvet. Stuck to the bottom of the glass? Bet your intestines are super perky now. Lol. Max. Kiss, kiss, kiss. With a small grimace, my brother needs a hobby. I open my curtains. Sunlight streams in. I sleepily swing my legs to the floor, scratch my knee and turn the radio on. Then I head straight to my mat. There's an entire 6 meter wall of glass covering one side of my bedroom. In this light, my paws look like potholes. You could get a rope and a tiny hard hat and climb down into one of them. So I quickly unfocus my eyes and grab hold of the wooden bar. Then I bend my knees deeply. Lifting my heels off the floor, I yawn through my nostrils and gesture to the side with my left hand. Grand plié. Flatten my foot and hold my leg up and back. Arabesque. A single leg relevé to stretch my foot. À la sec. I'm going to have to step up my exfoliation routine or grandma's going to kill me. Battement fondu, battement frappé, quatrième devant. Perhaps we could just use polyfiller. Gliss, coming up, an overexcited woman on the radio trills. The latest hit by Noah Anthony. This one's got all the romantic feels, hitting me right in the chest cav. Yeah, a guy deadpans. I'm like a mess. My heart's all over the floor, she agrees, neatly ignoring his sarcasm. And here it is, the UK's newest number one, pouring straight from our ears into yours. I stop mid-spin. What does that even mean? With a quick leap, I make it to the radio just in time to catch the opening guitar chords. Guilt tugging at me, I turn the volume down before my boyfriend starts mmming and doo-doo-dooing. Sorry, baby. Love you. Then, hamstrings still tight from yesterday, I head back to my mat. Breathe deeply, close my eyes. Stretch upwards, touch my toes, and then plank peacefully for a few minutes. Pushing further up, I arrange myself into a deep V shape, feet and arms on the floor, head hanging down, knees flexing, and... You're a total freak, Effie. You know that, right? I open my eyes. My big sister's face is 30 centimetres from mine, lying on the floor directly below me. She must have silently slipped in and squiggled under my downward dog. Something's definitely wrong with you, Mercy continues, deadpan. Do you think it's, like, medical or psychological or genetic or just the latent impact of a general cultural inequality? I'm legit curious. Mer's so close I can see the fibres of her mascara. There's melted black eyeliner streaking from each corner of her eyes towards her hairline, as if she's wearing a mask. Her foundation is separating around her nose, and her lips are patchy with what was burgundy lipstick. The short pink wig she's wearing is slightly knotted and wonky, the fringe lopsided. My sister looks defiant and exhausted. My heart twangs. Good morning, I say, leaning down and kissing her slightly greasy forehead. How was the party? What poor yet totally suspecting soul did you make cry this time? Then I stand up, take a long step forward and perform a wide lunge over my sister's reclining black lycra'd body. Oh my God, Mercy snaps crossly. Stop exercising on me. She shuffles across the wooden floor, sliming up and onto my bed one muscle at a time like a disgruntled deep-sea creature. Hell no, she adds, punching the off button on my radio. I'm not listening to your basic boyfriend's lame warbling either. Nuh-uh. I frown at her. Mercy! What? Oh, please. He sucks at writing music and you know it. She scowls at the light. And you can turn that off too. The sun? I pirouette carefully. Yes. Mer watches me spin in disgust. It's doing my head in. As are you, Faith Valentine. Stop being so bendy and twisty. It's not even 6 a.m. Such a psycho. Then, ritual insults completed, Mer puts an arm over her face, closes her dark eyes, and picks up snoring where I just left off, vibrating like a drill into a solid brick wall.